Take a deep breath. Have a look around you. See the carpet of the hill woven with purple hellebore and gentian violet. See across the fields as they stretch and yawn their way to Loch Carrib. See on a good and clear day the fair county of Clare and Sleeve bloom as it kisses the clouds. See over to the plains of Cong where once the great battle of Moytura raged, and beyond that straight ahead lies Galway, the city of the tribes. Take a deep breath. And what of our story here? In front of you lies a cairn, a tomb, ancient. It is the resting place of a great woman. Her story, and indeed her life, began many, many years ago. Far, far from where we stand. Far from her final resting place. Her name was Cesar. Her story begins in the ancient lands of Egypt. When Cesar was just 10 years old, her foster father summoned her to him. He bade her build 3 ships and then fill them. Cesar built the 3 ships and chose 150 women to fill them. Each one of their number was talented and possessed a gift or a skill that would be useful to all on the journey. Cesar's grandfather, Noah, had also built a great ark, a vessel to carry animals and people to safety, but he refused to take his own son Bit on board. Also shunned were 2 other men, Ladra and a man called Fintan Mac Bochra. Now Bit was Cesar's father, and of course she didn't want to leave him behind, so she agreed to take the 3 men to safety, on the condition that they recognised her as leader of the ships. They agreed. They would set sail for an uncharted place, Inishfall, the land of destiny. Or as we know today, the island of Ireland. Cesar believed this place would be a blessed destination, for no man had ever set foot in it. Perhaps this virgin land would bring them luck and save them from the great flood. Well, as foretold, soon the waters began to rise and Cesar's 3 boats were lifted. They set off into the vast seas, not knowing what was in store for them. As days turned into weeks, and weeks into months, Cesar and Fintan Mac Bochra fell in love. After many years of travelling, they finally arrived at Inishfall, the island of Ireland. Of the 3 great ships that set forth, only one had survived the journey. On it were 3 men and 50 women. Led by Cesar, they walked ashore as the first people to set foot on the island of Ireland. On land, Cesar decided to divide the women into 3 groups. Each group would take 1/3 of the sheep and 1/3 of the supplies. Each man would be taken in by a group of women in order to populate this new land with people. To one group went Bith, Sesar's father. To another group went Ladra. Of course, Fintan stayed with Sesar, but now he had many wives to please. The energy and stamina needed for a great task of population proved strenuous. And shortly after they arrived, Sesar's poor father, Bith, dropped dead of exhaustion. With no man of their own, those 16 women joined the others in Ladra's group. But 32 women is even greater than 16. And a short time after this, poor Ladra was overwhelmed with exertion, and he too met his end. Now, there was only one man left of the original three. One man in a group of 50 women. The thought of it terrified Fintan so much. He did not want to drop dead of exhaustion like the other two before him. So that night, as the women slept, Fintan Mac Buchra slipped away quietly from the camp. He descended deep down into the earth and climbed into a cave where he hid away, too terrified of his task to emerge. He remained there in that cave for thousands of years and saw many things change, most of all himself. But that is another story. Discovering Fintan had left, poor Sesar was heartbroken, and she climbed to the top of Knock Maa to wait for his return. She waited, and she waited, and she waited. Well, the flood waters did indeed reach Inishfall, and many were washed away despite their long journey. Some did survive, though, including the great warrior woman named Bamba. Sesar was spared the flood, but she died on top of the hill, still waiting for Fintan, who never did return to her side. Now Sesar is long gone, but her tomb remains, along with her story. Tomb of this great woman who led ships across countless oceans, and without whom, perhaps, we would not be standing here today. The energy of her great determination still remains here, in this sacred place.
Thank you for listening. For more information on this project and others, please visit our website www.mothandbutterflystories.com. Slán.